Welcome along to another edition of Lorna Parka here on WLR, with Moss McCarthy to keep you company over the next hour. Another busy show between now and seven. John Jackson Kiley is ready to preview round one of the County Senior Football Championship and also give his views on the future of Daisha football. We'll also hear from Anshan Fobel. They're celebrating their first county title win in 74 years. I'll catch up with Michael Hogan, Sean Wade and Declan Ryan. And later in the hour, Brendan Ormond will tell us about the Waterford LGFA fundraiser Play for Pieta. But first...
He blows his whistle, it's all over, it's all over. And the Nair are county champions for the 11th time. They've made it back to back. They did it in 93 and 94. Now they've done it in 21-22. Michael Ryan's men bring the Conway Cup back to the Nair Valley this evening, into Ballymac, and in the end, probably deserving winners. It was a tight game.
Yes, the big ball returns to Waterford this weekend. The Nair are looking to lift the Conway Cup for the third year in a row. And former Waterford manager John Jackson Kiley is on the line to preview all the first round action. And John, a new format in place this year. We have now 10 teams in the senior championship and we also have 6 in the new Premier Intermediate. Are you in favour of this new structure?
I am, sure. I've been talking about it for years. I've been saying there should be only 8 teams in senior grade. And to be honest with you, probably because of the size of the county, we probably should we've probably about 6 senior teams. And if you had, you know, if we have 8, I'd say is the absolute max. And then you're probably 8 then at Premier Intermediate and 8 in Intermediate. That's the way it's been in Kerry, you know. Like, if you look at the Kerry Intermediate Championship there at the weekend, Fawcett, David Clifford's club beat Austin Stacks. After it was 21 points each after extra time. I know it went to penalties and stuff, but Foster, who won the junior last year, won that. So Austin Sachs had won the Munster senior title in 2021, and they were only playing the intermediate grade because in Kerry there's 8 senior clubs in Kerry. And you see, why we haven't been, and a lot of weaker counties like us, haven't been competitive in the Munster Championship over the years is because we've had Stradbally and Kilross and Dean Denoyer and Bandicorti have had a few good shots at the senior. But down the grades, we've been very poor at intermediate and junior over the years. And the reason being is because when we had 12 senior clubs, the intermediate champions were the 13th best team in Waterford. And where in Kerry, when you were playing their intermediate champions, they were the 9th best team in Kerry. That's why Kerry are so good at intermediate and junior level in the provincial and All-Ireland series. That's why they nearly win the bloody things every year. Because the way the championship is structured in Kerry, it's very competitive. The senior championship is very competitive with only the 8 senior clubs. Now, I know they have a senior club championship as well, exempt from the championship itself. That's why football is so strong there. It's very competitive. And I think this is the first step on making Waterford football, at least the club game's competitive, because now you can go to, when it's down to eight clubs, and hopefully if, when it's down to 8 clubs, then you might have a league, you know, the seven teams, and probably the top two playing the semi-final, or the top two playing the final.
Yeah, like I think from 2025, John, it's going to be 8 teams in the senior and 8 teams in the Premier Intermediate. So you would be looking for each team to play 7 games and then your top 2 go to the county final.
Exactly, that's the way it should be. And that would make all those games, it'd be interesting. People going to the matches, you won't have people complain about paying a 10 or 15 or 20 quid going to matches and getting no value for it. This way all the matches will be, you know, hopefully they'll be all, and they should be all good. There's no reason why they shouldn't be, you know. There's no point in clubs. You have to be honest about it. There's no point in staying senior for just to be there in name only. It would be much better to be in a Premier Championship where you have very competitive games and you have a chance of winning a trophy.
And we have a really competitive game to start us off this weekend, John. We're looking at Group B. 2 teams in each group are going to qualify automatically for the quarterfinals. But in that Group B, we have a repeat of the county final on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock. It's the Nair versus Rathgormack. The Nair looking to complete 3 in a row for the first time in their history, John. Are they the team to beat once again?
They are, and I was very impressed with them now last year. And what's very impressive about this team, I know I'm not sure because I know they only were knocked out of the holding there a few weeks back. They got as far as the semi-final. You know, like in last year's final, the two midfielders, Colm Geary and Sean Welsh, it was one of the best midfield exhibitions I saw in the county final in a long time. Young Welsh caught an awful lot of ball. I can't rightly remember now. Was it 7 or 8? He made 7 or 8 high fetches. And young Gairy alongside him made 3 or 4 as well. The two of them were outstanding in Lawn de Parca. And of course, you have Diarmaid Ryan in the half back line and young McGrath there as well. And of course, then Thomas O'Gorman at full back. So their defence is rock solid. And up front end, like you've got Dylan Gairy, Conor Gleeson, Aaron Ryan, and Jamie Barton. And like they're a very well balanced side, and they work really hard. I would tip them to go all the way and win the county title. And I think they'll start on a good note. I think on Sunday evening by beating Rathcormack.
And what about Conor Gleeson, John? Like, he was another to really light up last year's county final. How good has he been for the Nair over the last couple of years?
Well, he's been very good, because at the end of the day, it's like Clifford and Kerry. You need somebody that can put the ball between the posts. Are in the onion sack, and Gleeson is good at that. He's a good man to score from play. Dylan Gairy is also a good score getter, and young Aaron Ryan is good. And so you know what I mean. And Jamie Bellin can kick over the odd few pints as well. And then you have Diarmaid Ryan, a half back that can kick 45s or kick him from play as well. You know, so they've scoring threats all over the place. They're not like the Nair team of old. That used to find it very difficult to score. And in fact, they've had a few sharp forwards like these boys in the past. They'd have won more titles.
And what about Rathcormack, John? Who are the players to look out for on their side on Sunday evening?
Conor Murray is their star man up front. And the two powers there are two good lads as well. Like they have. Now, I tipped them, I think, when they won it in 19, you know. And I thought maybe the following year they'd do it as well, but Tom Welsh has been a big loss to them in the defence, you know. Now I can see them. They'll put up a. They always do. The Nair and Rathcormack always have a good battle. Now I expect it to be a good game, but I think the champions will come out on top.
Another good battle in Group B, John, is Stradbally and Onrhyne Saturday evening, 7 o'clock again in Fairfield. Both sides survived relegation last year. Who do you fancy in this one?
But you see, the problem with the games now, this is the first round, and these guys have been playing Hullin all the year. Like a lot of these clubs have hardly any preparation at all for football. Maybe an old challenge game, maybe last weekend or something like that. You know, I know Stradbally were in the intermediate championship until a few weeks ago there as well. Stradbally are a bit like ourselves in Kilrossinty, you know. I think they're after slipping back. They're after slipping back a few cogs, and I think on Rhina Gunnock, the boys tell me things aren't as good there as they were either. So these two sides, it's very hard to predict this one. It could go either way. But I suppose, down to the fact that I can't remember the last time, off the record, I can't remember the last time that Onrhyne beat Stradbally. So I just fancy Stradbally because of their historical advantage maybe there. I don't think they were ever beaten by Ring in a senior championship match.
And you have a double header then on Sunday afternoon, John, in Fairfield. First up, Ballinacorty versus Kilrossinty, 1:30 start in Group A. Clashmore, Kinsale, Beg are the other team in that group. Could Corty potentially challenge for a title this time around?
No, I just think the Nair would have too many guns for them, you know. But I think they'll certainly beat Kilrossinty, because that's providing like that have Conor Prunty and Mark Ferncombe. There's kind of rumours that something felt that a few of them. Well, and of course the lads are injured, but if they're anywhere near full strength, they should win this one, because we have been struggling there now for a few years, and Tommy Pender retired from the inter-county there 2 years ago, and like it's hard. Like, he was a man with a mighty engine over the years. He kept us going there. Now I know he's only 32 or 33. There's a few more years than, but we don't have anybody to come in we don't have any young fella that size with that type of an engine to come into midfield, and we're going to struggle against the good teams in the middle of the field, I think, you know.
What about Galtier, John? They've been in the last 3 semi-finals, and they start their campaign against Bricky Rangers at 3 o'clock, also on Sunday in Group C, with Portlaw being the other team in that group. What do you make of Galtier's prospects this year?
Galtier are a team, they are a team that's quite capable of upsetting one of the top three, you know. The young Fitzgeralds there are good lads. The Brickies won the intermediate Hullin, so I'd say this, you know what I mean. The confidence would be sky high there, and in fairness, while I know they've made inroads in Hullin, You would say you would be considering the Blicky Rangers as a football club. And Tommy O'Connell, I think he scored 11 or 12 points in that Holland final there last weekend. He's a fair footballer. He's an inter-county footballer. I know guys here are favourites, but I have a funny feeling that the Brickies might pull this one off, yeah.
You think there might be a bit of an upset there, John?
I do, yeah. I just think that I'd say there'd be a very good feeling now in the Brickies camp. And fairness to the Brickies, they're a great club. Over the years, the way they have, and they're always something going on there. They're always something to raise funds for this or for that, and they're just an incredible crowd of people out in that club, and well done to them on winning that intermediate Holland. But I said there are a lot of fellas out there like myself as well, like Bimbo and that likes the football, and I just have a feeling that they might win that football match on Sunday against Kildare. Yeah,
and we also have two games in the new Premier Intermediate Football Championships. Look forward to. On Saturday, it's Rowan Moore against St Saviour's. That's on in Grace Dew on Saturday at 4 o'clock. And then we have Ballinamila versus Rathgormack. That's going to take place in Fraherfield again on Saturday, and that has a 5:30 throw-in. Just before you go, John, I want to ask you about the inter-county scene. Waterford are on the lookout for a new senior football manager. Efi Fitzgerald stepped down last month, and perhaps quite warningly, like, he told us that Waterford might go the way of Kilkenny in a couple of years and maybe not field a senior inter-county team. How concerned would you be about where Waterford is at the moment in terms of inter-county football?
Well, sure, it didn't take BP Fitzgerald or EP Fitzgerald to make those comments for me to be worried about the state of football in the county. Like that's something that football people in the county have been worried about for years. You see, we are perceived as a hurling county, yet we've only two All-Ireland senior hurling titles in 140 years. Kilkenny down on the down to the east of us have 36, Tipperary to the north have 28, and Cork over on the other side of 30. And we have two. But unlike Kilkenny, we have kept the football flag flying. It's not because of the county board officials or anything like that. It's just that, in my opinion, a lot of the people involved in the holding over the years now, and especially in underage, have their own agenda to put out the best holding team on the day, and I suppose you can't fault them for that. So they don't actually tell the young fella, look, if you're going to play football, you won't be playing holding. But what they say is it won't help your cause if you go playing football and pick up an injury or whatever, do you know? Now, the only holding man that I know of in my time anyway, Sean Power, in 2013, I was with the minors footballers in 12 and 13, and he gave us his full blessing to the lads to play the minor football, and we had seven of the minor team that won the All Ireland when we played Kerry in the Munster Championship above in Killarney in 2013, and by God, we gave Kerry some fright. We could have beaten them, you know. And I know if all them lads together were together 3 years later, they could have won the Munster Under 21. They had some super footballers in that Waterford minor holding team. And fair play to Sean Power. He even takes us on the way to say, we're all Waterford men, you know. And it's an awful pity that an awful lot of the holding men over the years and now didn't have that attitude. And you know what? It might stand to him. And it stood to them minor lads because he didn't drop them up in cotton wool, and they won the All-Ireland and he won the Under 21 a couple of years later with him. So that'd be my thing over the years. I'd be just and I love the two games now, but I think the two games could prosper if fellas were a bit more, you know. I think the players would enjoy it too. There's an awful lot of stopping people from playing the football, you know. The way I view it, Tomás, is like if you have a bunch of young fellas playing minor Holland, and it's not fair to put them under pressure either to say, right, I want you to play football, you know. But where you have guys putting in a very strict training regime, like lads like that don't need super training altogether. If you're playing the two games, it's a huge advantage. You know, that's what I think anyway.
Well, what do you think the future holds for the Waterford senior team, John?
Well, it's not just the Waterford senior team I'm concerned about. What I think is we had all these football committees in Waterford, Friends of Waterford Football. I was a member of that. We Kishta Pell. We had all these. Down the years, all well-meaning people now, and don't get me wrong, there's some great coaches in the clubs and coaching young fellas all over the county. I think instead of spending money on some high-profile or you know, guys with big egos involved in the senior football team are spending money on those. I would prefer to, if we had a director of the football in the county, and get in coaches and cost people that don't cost them, you know, they don't cost an arm and a leg, to get them into schools and get them into clubs, have the proper coaching for the young fellas, because you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you certainly can teach a young dog tricks. And I think the answer to this, to improve the standard, lies in coaching.
And I know this is something that you've been calling for a long number of years, John, is a director of football. You think that might make a difference?
Well, it's not just him, but the guy to oversee the county, to get coaches in. You don't have to have a coach in every club, but if you had a couple of very, you know, good coaches, there's plenty of them there. And to go to the, you know, say he might be in Kilrossenty for this week, he'd be in Stradbally next week, go to the schools, and definitely go to the schools, and encourage people in the clubs to go to their own national schools, have maybe ex-players or current players to go and get the kids interested in football in the schools. Now, the Hurling people should probably be doing that as well, but that's up to them. Now, they probably are doing it in a lot of cases. But that's how I think, because that's where we have to start at the basics, and to start with the kids, with the underage. It's no good in bringing in a high-profile manager or a coach now over the water scene of footballers. Now, you can improve the thing and maybe win a few games in Division 4 and not be at the bottom of the thing, you know. But that's not good enough. I would like to see the football improve all over the county. I would like to see a strong club in Redgarmick, a strong club in Dungarvan, a strong club in Medeligor, Ballinamila, wherever. And great good young fellas coming out of all the different clubs. And they're busting the gut to wear the Waterford jersey and be proud to wear the Waterford jersey. Like the lads are proud to wear the Waterford jersey in Hull. It'd be great if we had that in football. But whether it will happen or not, I don't know. But as regards, will we be like Kilkenny? No, I don't see us being like Kilkenny, because we have too many footballing people in the county for that to happen. That won't happen. We won't be like Kilkenny in that field. We might be down at the bottom of Division 4 for a few years, but we'll come back up again. We have a proud tradition in football. Like we're in the senior championship since the beginning. You know, so to compare us to Kilkenny would be wrong. I wouldn't do that, because there are too many good people in the county for the game to die like that.
Well, John Jackson Coyley, it's great to hear your passion for Waterford football, as always. Thanks a million for taking our call this evening.
No bother, Tom.
Ball in now to the stylist, Connor. Connor Gleeson steadies himself. Oh, that's been a lovely score. We had a good point at the other end. Anything Connor Murray can do, so can Connor Gleeson. Lovely score. First score for Dunair.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.